Previously on 221B Baker Street.
What happened to your skin? Oh, look at your lips.
I used a face mask. I think I'm allergic to it.
Got an idea.
What?
What? The solution to a dilemma.
Yeah?
Ach, Mom.
Don't you just see? Leila can go out to meet Tahir.
Someone broke in here and murdered him. That's the only explanation for all of these facts.
Your father's a terror. Ouch! You pulled my hair. So? Ma'am, Armani's attacking me.
Armani Silva, we've had enough of you.
Abrams, access the victim's electronic correspondence. Run a check through all his social network accounts.
So you think he had time to Instagram a picture of his killer?
He was threatened.
How do you know?
You young lady should know better. Remember, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting.
Or being lied about, don't deal in lies.
Ah, or being hated, don't give way to hating.
Then?
Yours is the earth and everything that's in it.
Bravo, but?
There's a but?
But what?
So how do you know he was threatened?
He expected the attack. That's why his gun was out.
Awesome point.
So your sidekick guy's got any game?
He's not my sidekick.
That's so sweet.
Keep those fists down. No matter what anybody says to you, you don't let them get your goat. Try fighting with your head for a change. You've got a good one.
Now my sister's happiness feels even better than my own.
Wow, Zax, you're a fantastic actress, but you can't fool me. Relax. I know you must be a little heartbroken that Tahir proposed for me, not you.
MashaAllah, Bilal. May Allah bless you in your graduation and take you from strength to strength always.
Ameen, Manana. Jazakallah for everything.
Only a pleasure. Daddy and Mommy didn't come?
No, they're still in Eben Guru. Can any human be at rest while his fellow human, let alone Muslim brother, is being oppressed?
Sid, what are you doing? Can you tell Abrams to...
Shh! Yeah. Take a look at this.
Sid, is that... holy...
Not holy! Elementary, Wasim. Elementary.
Wasim is dumbfounded at Shamshir's shocking revelation.
Okay, why would Abrams hide this?
Not important. Let me know if Abrams is coming. Not a word of this to him.
The victim drafted an email to Abrams who keeps it a secret when it contains his killer's name.
Coded email.
What?
The victim drafted a coded email. You're omitting important details.
Abrams?
Shamshir, I spoke to the sheriff. We don't need you anymore. You're off the case.
Intoxicated by the excitement for her upcoming wedding, Leila decides to shop up a storm. By the time they leave, night has already fallen, and Zakia grows anxious as they drive through the darkness.
Happy I could die.
Nails.
What?
Be careful what you say.
Jeez, why are you so stressed out? Just chill.
You know I hate night driving. We're two young ladies alone and the roads really aren't safe anymore. Look how dark and quiet it is outside.
Oh, please, what's the worst that could happen? It's not like we'll get stuck or anything. Oh, are we home?
Lails?
Why'd you stop? We're not home.
Lails, I think...
Oh, no, don't say...
He's stuck!
So close to solving it.
Solved it?
What? When? Then why are you leaving the case?
Consulting detectives only do what they're asked to.
What? So you let justice go unserved?
Maybe.
So we just forget everything we discovered?
Pretty much.
So then, what is it that you even do?
Whatever I want to.
And that is?
Meet the sheriff. But now, I want to sleep first.
Drives through the quiet streets, thinking about the responsibility that now comes with the knowledge he has gained. The true alim is he who fears Allah. His thoughts are interrupted when he notices a car in the middle of the road.
Something isn't right here.
Bilal wonders if he should stop, but with the high crime rates in South Africa, he hesitates.
Those people look like they're in trouble. Should I help them? Ah, let me just take a closer look. What? Are those two?
Bilal realizes that they two young ladies, at least one of whom he recognizes as a Muslim by the hijab on her head. He debates as to whether he should help them or if he should drive on. After all, the devil has many disguises.
Excuse me?
You're excused. Do you need the bathroom, love?
No, I take offense. Did you just imply that women are devils in disguise?
What? No, 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 love. Some women are angels, but you know, Shaitan uses everything he can do to bring us down, even each other.
Okay, fair enough, I guess. Continue.
While Bilal decides what he should do, Layla realizes...
There's a car!
Stay inside. It could be anyone.
Shouldn't we ask for help?
Are you mad?
Sex, what else are we gonna do? Both our phones are dead. The car is not switching on. How long before Dad decides to track the car and send help? I'll miss my own wedding.
You should have thought of that when you were shopping. What if the person in the car is a criminal? Then, look down and act normal. Don't show you're scared. And start reading. Only Allah can help us now.
A shrill sound forces Shamshir awake.
Attention! Attention!
Yes, that's right. Can I do it?
I can do it in my sleep.
Sid, is that you?
Car's registration number.
Sir, are you sleepwalking?
Oh, no, it's Mr. Gina. Contact number 086-253-9952.
Sid, I think you're talking in your sleep.
Anytime. Salam.
Sid, are you awake?
No, I'm just sleeping with my eyes open. See me relax. I was helping an old friend.
You have friends? Sorry. What were you helping with?
Two damsels in distress.
Lails? The guy's still in his car.
Where?
Look, in front. He phoned someone and now he's waiting.
Cool, maybe he has a date.
Lails, you fool. I think he phoned for backup to hijack us. We need a plan.
Thanks. You should be an author with that imagination.
It's not funny. We're stranded, Lails.
Yes, you're right. And I might miss my wedding. Oh, unlock the doors.
No ways.
Sex, come on. Let me go ask him for help. He's waiting over there in any case.
To attack us, Layla.
Then we should attack while we still two against one. Duh.
Layla? You hear that?
Sex, I see it.
I thought you were going back to bed.
Thought planted a feather and waited for a chicken to grow.
What are you going to tell the sheriff tomorrow?
I'm going to show him.
Show him what?
What did the email address to Abram say?
Well, nothing but a bunch of random alphabets. E-M dot space dot L-L-I-K dot space dot O-T dot space dot G-N-I M-O-C dot space dot S-I dot space dot S-K-W-A-H dot space dot B-O-B.
That's telling Abram who the killer is.
How?
As a second car approaches Layla and Zekia from behind, the sisters begin panicking. They now trapped by the stranger's car in front of them and the new arrival behind them. What now?
Scream and run!
Pray, Yala.
Self-defense class.
Neck, slice, knee lift. Pepper spray.
Oh my!
Bob Hawks is coming to kill me. It's an inversion of sorts. Read the sentence from right to left. Easiest code. Shows the victim's desperation.
Then why encode it at all?
He had trust issues. And rightly so.
So you're saying screaming or running for help wouldn't have had a greater impact?
Not if this murder was a piece of a greater puzzle.
So it was a kind of suicide?
Not suicide. Sacrifice.
Zeki and Layla almost jump out of their skins as they see someone knocking at their window.
Are you girls okay?
Dead! Oh my word, it's you!
Thank Allah!
We were terrified.
Dead? The guy in the car in front of us, we need to get away. He's going to hijack us. Come, Leos, move it. We'll fetch this guy later. Hurry!
That guy, I believe, is the reason I'm here in the first place.
What?
It was perfect imagination ran away with her. See, Zex, you stressed me out for nothing. Now I'm going to have pimples on my wedding. Thanks a lot, eh?
Excuse me.
Okay, calm down. You both are just tired and shocked. Let's get back home and I'll explain everything, clowns.
Thank you.
understood, see me?
Wait, let me get this straight. The victim had been receiving threats from Bob Hawks. Bob Hawks is the kingpin of the underworld.
Correct. He's the Napoleon of crime.
What's so funny?
Bob has a catchphrase, which his clients use to employ him. Dear Bob, can you fix it?
Okay, so the victim was working with the police to convict Bob Hawks.
Aha!
But when the victim tried to convict Bob, Abrams corrupts the evidence.
Excellent.
Abrams is working for Hawks, isn't he?
Elementary, Simi.
So it's easier for Abrams to report it as a suicide?
You're a genius, Simi.
That's disgusting.
Amateurs.
We need to fix this.
I'm not interested.
What? Why?
Alright, girls. Time to head home.
About time. Thought you were never going to stop talking to that stalker.
Zakia, stop being so paranoid.
And she's supposed to be the intelligent one.
Ha, ha, ha. Dad, how did you find us?
I received a call telling me that my vehicle was stuck at this location.
Really? Both our phones were dead and Miss Paranoid over here wouldn't let me ask anyone for help. So who phoned you?
A young gentleman by the name of Bilal Trowo.
How did he know your phone number or that he should phone you?
See? Stalker much?
Well, if only I could repeat his words verbatim. At first, I just received a call from him to say that my car was stuck. Wondering if it was a trap, I asked to speak to either of you. And what he said amazed me.
What did he say?
He said,
Assalamu alaikum, Mr. Gina. I apologize, but I am unable to approach and assist your daughters in your absence. I've sent you a pic of your car's registration number, which I used to trace your contact details from a friend of mine. Please come as soon as possible. Your daughters need your help.
Weird, weird, weird. Why would anyone do that?
Exactly. That is what I was wondering. Which is why I went back to thank him personally.
And?
Girls, this is what a decent man looks like. I'm telling you. It was only his fear of Allah that made him behave this way tonight.
But what about his stalker friend? The one he got your number from?
He's a consulting detective. Shamshir Ismail Dinda. So nothing shady there either.
See, Zex, there are good people left in this world.
What do you mean you're not interested? You're supposed to fix things, Sid.
Consulting detective, not Bob the Builder. I solve it, not fix it.
Fine, I'll do it. I'm accepting the offer to work with the police force.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Or join them to beat them.
Yes! Woohoo!
What?
I am a psychic consulting detective.
What?
I told you, you'll have a place with the police before the end of the day. I must be psychic. Oh, hush.
Not psychic, Sid. Psycho. You're a psycho, Sid.
Meanwhile, in the Gina household, tempers are flaring as Mr. Gina voices his thoughts on a very sensitive topic.
What do you think, Zakia?
How can you even ask her that? You've gone insane.
Dad, why are you doing this? Is it to ruin my wedding?
Mom, Dad, Lails, can you all please calm down? I need to think about this logically.
What's there to think about? Tell me, she's a black. You can't marry a black, ya Allah.
Mom, how can you call anyone black?
Fine, so West African or North African or whatever he is, Zakia, she's not Indian. How can you marry someone darker than you? They'll call you Jack Jack, Beauty and the Beast.
Mom, that's a useless point. His skin color is lighter than mine, if you're being so color conscious.
Yeah, but forget not being from our Gam. He's not even from our continent. He's not even Indian. Have you thought about it?
Well, neither am I. Last time I checked, I was South African.
That's his point. I ain't Indian either. Who wants to be Indian anyway? You,
Layla. How can...
Look, Savera. Look. He's a Muslim. A very good one, too. If I didn't admire him, would I consider entrusting my daughter to him? Would I suggest his proposal?
Ya Allah, let's not go there. What are the people going to say? Just think of your family. Think of my family. Look at how people are going to look at us, our neighbors.
Sabera, what does Allah Ta'ala say? Listen, I've taken time to know this young man personally. Now, I think he's suitable to marry my daughter.
Ugh, madness! You think anybody's suitable to marry your daughter?
Look, Zakia, at the end of the day, as your father, I'm simply making a suggestion. A recommendation. I think that Bilal is a good spouse for you. Will you accept a marriage proposal from him?